Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Jones and Keith, live from Gillette on WEEI, is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com. Jones and Keith, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for Craig Breslow to dunk on us, Keith?
I don't think it works that way. It was a very nice weekend for the Boston Red Sox. I think we can all agree on that. But I don't think it's necessarily a good weekend for Craig Breslow. We have 4 hours to discuss that, Jones. I don't think it's a win for Breslow. It's a win for everybody else involved. Win for Alex Cora. Nice job not laying down and pouting. Great job by him. Great job by the players to go out there and sweep a pretty good Astros team. So a great weekend had by all. But no, if anything, I think it makes Breslow look worse.
Oh, very, yes. Very interesting. How dare you ever criticize my guy, Craig Breslow? I can't
believe you back
do.
In now?
I can't believe you do such a thing. I'm admittedly quite confused.
Yeah, it's tough.
So we'll get to the Red Sox after a sweep this weekend, but we are live at Patriots training camp. It is day 10 here in Foxborough. Jones and Keith here until Wednesday when the Pats have joint practices with the Commanders. We are presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com. Patriots had an in-stadium scrimmage on Friday. It didn't go great. We got thoughts on that. We, of course, have thoughts on the Red Sox as well. But since we're here, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, speaking live. Let's go down and hear from the head coach right now.
Do you have any other examples of moments where he's doing that?
Well, there's protections. I mean, there's when he sees something that he can help, he sees it a lot better, I think, than some other players or linemen or if you see something, say something, and don't assume that everybody's seeing it the way that you're seeing it. And he's got, that's why they're quarterbacks. They have a pretty good sense of what's going on. They got a good view. Maybe it's rotation. Maybe it's an eyes or a step or an alignment. And so just being able for him to communicate that, I see him get guys in the right formations or tell guys, hey, you're off the ball, you're on the ball, or hey, you're over here, doing that quickly as a before, sometimes young quarterbacks, they're just focused on the play, they're focused on the cadence, and not focused on sideline to sideline. And I think that that's starting to improve. Thank you, guys.
Okay, that was Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, following a pretty underwhelming in-stadium practice on Friday, Keith. He talked about the turnovers that happened there.
Yeah.
May threw a couple of picks. Dobbs and Woolridge each threw a pick, so four total from the quarterbacks. Ramondre Stevenson had a fumble there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even full tackle. He's got, stripped.
Good point.
It's like,
good point. It's not like they were taking guys to the ground.
They're not killing each other. It was a scrimmage, a little bit more contact than you might see at some of the other practices, but it's not like, oh, he got leveled and the ball came flying out, which still no excuse for, because that's something that's got to be on the radar for Ramondre, because the question was, do you get, a clean slate? Because obviously Vrabel wasn't the head coach last year when Ramondre fumbled a bunch of times. And then, the whole, is he in the lineup? Is he out of the lineup? Is he starting? Is he not starting? That whole thing. So, in that sense, it is a clean slate. And Vrabel even said, for all the players, it is. But he and McDaniels also know that you have a running back coming off a year where he fumbled a lot. So, they're not all the same, right? If Gibson fumbles, let's say, Friday night in the game versus if Stevenson, I think one is more significant than the other.
No, it's a good point. So, the turnovers, when he talked about there's the good, the bad, and the crap that gets you beat.
Yeah.
The turnovers are that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also was asked a question about celebrations. He's like, we're not good enough to cost ourselves 15 yards, so I want the guys to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is
Find that line. Harping
on some of that bad football, which unfortunately there was a lot of bad offensive football
right. On
Friday night. Not that we were in the stadium for it, but by all accounts, that's the way it was. He was asked about the quarterbacks on Friday. He said it's Monday. I'll do my best to let you know by Friday.
What's your guess? Do you think Drake may place?
Yes, but not much.
Yeah, a series? Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Probably.
But I don't know. I don't know how Mike Vrabel handles a three-game preseason. I don't know how he did it in Tennessee. So I will be interested to find that out. I thought it was a good question. He didn't give you much there. He said Bourne won't be out there this week, or at least he doesn't anticipate it. He also doesn't expect either corner, Carlton Davis, weird, or Christian Gonzalez, more understandable, to be out there at practice today, certainly. They're not out here. And probably not against Washington on Wednesday, he said. And then I thought there was one very interesting answer in there. I thought it was Mego who asked it.
About Will Campbell?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Called him very coachable.
Yeah.
He's been out there. He's getting better every day. And he's got a lot of versatility
in his game. That jumped out to you. Versatility. What does that mean? What do you mean? Kick him inside? I hope not.
I mean,
it better not.
What is that? First of all, it was a pretty short answer. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk up the fourth overall pick.
Like
maybe it's as simple as a little bit of tough love. I'm not going to talk this guy up a ton. I don't know. Versatility?
Yeah.
Do you hear that a lot with left tackles? Trent Williams got a lot of versatility.
Well, does that mean pass block and run block?
Well, maybe. I mean, it could.
It doesn't mean also could play guard. There's been no movement of him playing guard yet because they don't have a backup left tackle. So he kind of has to be the guy.
Got a lot of versatility to his game, huh?
It's a funny line that Mego's bringing up because Will Campbell mentioned when he spoke to the media, I think on Friday, that Josh McDaniels told him there's no winning and losing like in these in practice. It's winning
and
or
learning. Yep.
And then he went on to say how much learning he was doing, which I was like, I don't love that. He's like, not a lot of wins, but a ton of learning. But he said, you know, coachable player. The guy does say the right things. Even pre-draft, remember, we were looking whether you liked the prospect or not. We were like, oh, the guy says a lot of good stuff. A
lot of good sound bites from that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't mean you can play. It just means, you know, you're easy to root for.
There's plenty of guys who can't play who have a lot of good sound bites. But no, I mean, if nothing else, I like a lot of what he has to say.
Yeah.
He's got to go out there and back it up on the field, which has been a mixed bag to this point. But now the coach says he has versatility. Huh. File that one away with all your phone calls. Jones and Keefe live day 10 of training camp. Here's the expected schedule. They're in the full pads today.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be a lighter day tomorrow, and then we get joint practices on Wednesday, and that'll be our final day here at training camp. But it should be an instructive one today. Wednesday should be the highlight of the week. Sounds like a lighter day mixed in there. If you have thoughts on the Patriots, including Drake May, losing to Josh Dobbs on Friday night.
Josh Dobbs turning around.
We'll get to it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe live at Patriots Training Camp. Brought to you by McFarland Energy. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. That's where you can see our top five things to do from Friday.
Yeah.
When the Red Sox are eliminated in October, we might want that one back, Keith.
Not so fast, my friend.
After the Red Sox and their weekend, we'll get to it coming up. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We got more thoughts on the Patriots coming up, but let's get to the Red Sox. Did we underestimate them? A clean sweep this weekend. Not the sweep I expected.
No.
Red Sox sweeping the Astros, not the other way around. Red Sox finally get off to a good start in the month of August. What does it all mean? We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
All right, Teddy.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox completed the sweep over the Houston Astros and are now on a five-game winning streak after yesterday's 6-1 victory at Fenway. Lucas Giolito earned the win, going 8 innings, allowing only one run on 3 hits and striking out 4. The Sox are now just 3 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Tonight, the Sox host the Kansas City Royals for the first of 3. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stomach at WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Brian Baio gets a start for the Sox against the Royals' Bailey Falta. Don't forget to tune in to the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Ockhand at 6:10. Day 10 of Patriots training camp is underway here at Gillette. Joint practice with the Washington Commanders will be on Wednesday. The Commanders-Patriots preseason opener will be on Friday night. And former co-owner of the Boston Celtics, Steve Pagliuca, has made an offer to buy the WNBA's Connecticut Sun for a record $325 million with plans to relocate the team to Boston. The offer still needs approval from the WNBA's board of directors. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. The half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.